Sparrows, written by Lost Letters and read by K-Burr. This fic is a collection of Batman and Assassin's Creed crossover fics, and at the time of recording is currently at 2 chapters or 2 fics. It is rated teen and up audiences, with archive warnings for graphic depictions of violence. It features the relationships between Dick Grayson and Desmond Miles, Desmond Miles and Bruce Wayne, Desmond Miles and Jason Todd, and Dick Grayson and Jason Todd. Chapter 1, Passing Through. When Dick Grayson had left the mansion for a patrol, he'd expected a regular night out. Beat up a few criminals, stop maybe one small-town gang, nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing had screamed major world-destroying evil plans lately, and Nightwing had really looked forward to it. He missed the times when Batman and his most terrible opponents had been regular mob bosses. He'd take that over Ra's al Ghul, the Joker, or any other melodramatic villain every day. Never mind that the past weeks had been hectic with Talia dropping by and temporarily ruining much of the progress they had made with Damian. The kid would never end up somewhere on the scale that could be classified as normal. No teenage hero ever did. But Damian had been smiling, cracking jokes, and hanging out with his friends before Talia had interfered. Needless to say, Nightwing was angry and did not need some major villain on top of their problems with Damian. Nightwing used to think that Jason was the most troublesome Robin when set off, and, well, he was still the headache-inducing one, just on a level that wasn't precisely a 13-year-old with super assassin training and a list of intimacy issues longer than Batman's. Trying to big brother Damian was exhausting, especially since all his other siblings miraculously had something better to do and had decided to team up with their various friends on some incredibly important missions. Way to ditch the family responsibilities. Then again, it wasn't like Nightwing was doing any different tonight by taking over patrol for Batman. He needed a break, workout, and some fresh air, and Bruce needed to attend to his fatherly duties. Switching patrols in Gotham promised all of that and a little more. Silently, he scaled up a building to get a better view of his surroundings. The night was young still, and he had to figure out where he wanted to start. Main Street was pretty calm, and after the robberies last week, police presence had been increased there. Sure that this particular part of the city was a little safer for now, Nightwing turned to the maze of small and dark alleys. He took a run up and moved to the next rooftop, landing on the other side with ease. Ooh, yes, he had missed the exercise. He continued on, moving forward steadily through every district, taking his sweet time to be extra thorough. Hey, a shout disturbed the relative peace. Nightwing turned right to see a couple guys teaming up on someone. The man was dressed in white, a stark difference to the shadows of the streets, and put up quite a fight, screaming loud enough to wake up the whole neighborhood. Give it back. Nightwing approached the group, ready to drop down from the building and take down the aggressors, when the civilian apparently decided that enough was enough. The man punched the first thug square in the face, and in one swift movement used his right foot to make the man stumble and fall to the ground, knocked out cold. The man didn't stop there, but used his momentum to kick guy number 2 in the kneecaps before reaching to grab his jacket's collar and pull the man close for a headbutt. The rest of the fight proceeded similarly. The man absolutely dominated the battle, if the beatdown could be called that, wasting no energy on extravagant moves, but working fast and efficiently. Not taking a single hit, but dealing out plenty. He turned his rather small frame to his advantage, ducking out of his attacker's holds and moving in between the mob with a distinctly familiar grace. It reminded Nightwing a bit of Damian's fighting style, if he was honest. The brat was a heavy hitter for his age, sure, but what actually made him dangerous was his efficiency and sleek fighting style. Sure, none of the Bat Kids had been overwhelmingly physically strong fighters when they had started out, which probably originated from the fact that children simply didn't have any real strength compared to adults. They had needed and wanted to learn how to take down a man twice their size anyway, but Damien with his assassin training had made it into an art form. So who was this stranger in white who could take down a group of people without breaking a sweat in such a familiar manner? One of the thugs who had stood a bit off to the side was now running away, holding a bag close to his chest. "Don't run away now, coward. Give me my bag," the man in white shouted as he beat down the last criminal and ran after him. Nightwing spared one last glance at the pile of bodies on the ground. All of them were still alive, though not much more force would have been needed to make sure they wouldn't wake up from that particular beating. It required careful precision to stop right before someone could die. This night was getting more and more interesting. Nightwing abandoned his hiding spot and followed the two runaway fighters. The thief with the bag had climbed up the fire escape two buildings further, hastily reaching for each step of the ladder. His pursuer wasn't far behind, catching up to him at an alarming speed. He used the bars of the fire escape ladder to catapult him higher, looking much like a child at the park using the monkey bars and similar climbing equipment. So parkour was natural to him, Nightwing concluded, and jumped from the house he was on onto the one the other two were scaling up. The thief reached the top first, and honestly, what did he expect would happen now? He would have had a much better chance on the ground, and in his haste, he didn't notice Nightwing at all as he kept looking back. Nightwing simply stepped into the man's line, holding out his left foot and making the man stumble and crash to the ground. "You really shouldn't take what doesn't belong to you," Nightwing said and picked up the backpack. It was surprisingly heavy. Before he could peek inside, though, its owner had reached the top of the house. He took one look at the man on the ground and snorted. "Could have used your help before." Nightwing grinned. So he had been spotted. He hadn't seen the man look in his direction even once. "You had it handled. And here I was thinking Gotham's protectors helped every citizen." "You're not a regular citizen. I certainly haven't seen you before." The man seemed to be around his own age, maybe a year or two younger than Nightwing. The hood of his jacket had done a good job of concealing his features in the dark, and only with it down Nightwing could get a proper look at him. An old scar ran through the corner of his lips, but otherwise, he didn't look remarkable. Right now, he seemed harmless enough and stared at Nightwing with a blank expression, only his bright golden eyes retaining the glint of the predator he'd seen tonight. "You do know how creepy that sounds, right? You can't possibly know everyone who lives in this city."
"Everyone who's interesting enough, Mr....
just passing through."
"Nobody just passes through Gotham, not with your skills."
"Well, I am," the man hissed. Then, softer, "I really don't want to stay here. If you could just give me my bag and forget this happened."
"Sure," Nightwing agreed. "Let me just..." He opened the backpack and looked inside. No wonder it had been so heavy. It was completely full. A laptop and a burner phone, clothes, pills. Food? This was the bag of someone on the run.
"You sure you're going to be okay?"
"Always have been, always will be. Now, my bag, please." The man held out his hand with an expectant look. Seemed like playtime was over. Nightwing closed the backpack again and threw it over to the puzzling stranger. He caught the bag easily, though he did end up looking quite pissed.
"You could have broken my stuff. That's a crime, you know."
Keyword being could have. Nobody who'd shown off that much talent as he had before would fail at catching their most prized and probably also only possession.
"So is beating up people," Nightwing countered. The man stopped checking through his backpack to give Nightwing a look. When was the last time someone not in the hero/villain business had dared to be so outgoing in his presence? The crime-fighting life really didn't do Nightwing's social life much of a favor.
"That's self-defense.
unlike your costume vigilante gig.
He put his backpack on and pulled up the hood of his sweater. Gold flashed on the right side of his neck. Jewelry, maybe.
The man didn't take his eyes off Nightwing when he slowly walked backward to the edge of the building. Have a good night.
Then he took another step, off the building this time, already falling. What the hell was this guy thinking?
Wait! Nightwing rushed forward and jumped after the guy, only to see he had already disappeared. There was no red on the ground, no blood tainted white, nothing at all. Just the dark alley and the trash that was always lying around.
Interesting. The end.